My dear brothers and sisters, as children of God, we are blessed with the ability to create the future together. We've been given the gift of free will and the power to shape our world through our thoughts, our actions, and our deeds. The future is not something that simply happens to us, but something that we actively create through our choices and decisions. We have the power to shape our destinies, but most importantly, the destinies of those around us. As we work together to create the future, let us remember that we are all brothers and sisters in the eyes of God. We're all part of the same family, and we must work together to ensure that our future is one of love, one of peace, one of prosperity for all. Let us strive to create a future where all people have access to the basic necessities of life, such as food, shelter, and medical care. Let us work to build a world where everyone has the opportunity to pursue their dreams and to reach their full potential. And in order to create this future, we must also strive to overcome the divisions that often separate us. We must put aside our differences and come together as one body, united in the love of God and for the love of community. And as we gather here, we are reminded of the divisions that exist in our world. We see it in the political landscape, in our communities, in our churches, and even within our families. These divisions can cause harm, create chaos, and make it difficult for us to come together as one unified and united body. As children of God, we are called to rise above these divisions. We are called to overcome the barriers that separate us and to come together in unity. We must remember that we are all part of the same family, the family of God. We're all created in God's image, and our Creator loves us all equally. This means that every person, regardless of their race, gender, sexual orientation, or socioeconomic status, is of equal value and worth and worthy in the eyes of our Creator. To overcome divisions, we must start by recognizing and valuing the inherent worth and dignity of every single person. We must be willing to listen, to learn from those who may have different perspectives than our own. We must be open to change and be willing to admit when we too are wrong. We must also be willing to forgive and to ask for forgiveness. Forgiveness is not just for the person who has wronged us, but for ourselves as well. It allows us to let go of the anger and resentment that can fuel divisions. And as we work to overcome divisions, let us also remember that it is through our faith in God that we are able to find true unity and peace. When we turn to God, we are able to see each other not as our differences define us, but as fellow children of God. So let us strive to overcome divisions, to come together in unity as one united body, and to create a world where love and peace reigns true. Let us put our faith in God, knowing that with God all things are made possible. And as we move forward, let us remember that we are not alone in this endeavor. God is with us every step of the way. And Our God is always ready to guide and support us as we work to create the future together. And this reminds me of our new creed in the United Church, which states, we are not alone. We live in God's world. We believe in God who has created and is creating, who has come in Jesus, the Word made flesh, to reconcile and make new, who works in us and others by the Spirit. We trust in God. We are called to be the church, to celebrate God's presence, to live with respect in creation, to love and to serve others, to seek justice and resist evil, to proclaim Jesus crucified and risen, our judge and our hope. In life, in death, in life beyond death, God is with us. We are not alone. Thanks be to God. So let us go forth with courage and hope, knowing that with God by our side, we can create a future that is bright and full of promise for all of God's children, all of God's beautiful, perfect creation, to have, to live in peace, in unity, in love for all. Amen.